Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever it is you like to do. My passion has always been teaching. I've worked in every field you can name it, school, everything you can name.
I went to school with preschool music and art, and I love working with children, but I happened to get a job totally out of that field, not even close to it, and I liked it, so I stayed there. That's why I don't mind teaching in the house of God. And I'll teach the babies all the way up to adults. I love it. Because that's my passion, and I didn't go to school for that. I didn't finish school for that. That's my passion. So if you're doing something and you don't like doing it, ask God for your purpose. Amen. We're all here for a purpose.
Amen.
We have, just because you're not a preacher, amen. Everybody can't preach. If we had all preachers in the house of God, where would this congregation be? What would they say? Because how many of them can't tell a preacher nothing? You can say that. Don't let it touch you. They think they know everything. Come on. But the truth is, they know more than most. Because God anointed them with that. Amen. He gave them wisdom above our wisdom. Amen. So He gave that to them to teach us. Right? Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. So we're going to get out of the way. And if I'm not to come in and give our announcement, go ahead and set up a recording.
For our announcement. No announcement? Not really. They for the church anniversary. For the church anniversary? First Saturday.
Okay. Isn't that the fourth Saturday at all? YPSB?
That's not on your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth Saturday.
Okay, we don't have an announcement. We have our YPSB due next Saturday, but it's not on the calendar. Amen. So I guess we're not having YPS this month. Okay. Amen. That's our young people serving Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Whenever we have that next service, we have a new service planned. But when it gets back on the schedule again, so we're scheduling every fourth Saturday for the YPS. So reschedule them so they can get back on the next worship services. Amen. And so don't forget our church, the church. 16th anniversary. On December 6th. Give them a hand. Some of y'all been there from the very beginning. Yeah, all of them from the very beginning, but you know. And those of you who happen to be here still a while, amen. So we want to celebrate. We're celebrating between us and Minister. Deaconess Williams will talk to you before a little later, those that don't understand what we're doing in our church in our anniversary. We will have a short program, but we're going to have the most important part, the highlight of it. It's going to be a celebration, which we'll have in the kitchen in the dining room area. So get excited about that. That's just a few weeks away, a couple weeks, amen, away. So we understand that. We have teams that are decorating tables where we're going to have a feast after the program. So we have teams that are decorating tables, and the decoration is going to consist of food to match the table. Hello? So we're going to have a judging contest of who has the best table. And now, mind you, the best table means best food, too. So just because you got a pretty table and you can't cook. Hello? And we have judges and tables are not going to be any of us, but we have favorites. So we're going to be any of us, and I'm just going to be the judges of the later. Just do your best. Make your table the most beautiful and festive table, celebration table. We have people that chose orange, and to give an example, if your color of your table is orange, you will cook foods that represent that color, like carrot cake, carrot, sweet potato pie, or foods with carrots in it, soup, anything orangey like that. Your table is decorated with orange, so whatever your foods are, it would be in contrast with your table. Amen? So we're going to enjoy this. We're going to have fun. And you can ask the program to head table, so y'all know we're going to win. Amen. Amen. You don't go out table. We need participants at our table, so if anybody wants to join us, you have an assignment to table. I think Mr. Roach has a table.
Man, tell the mayor.
Elder Marin, Deacon Angelina have tables. So the sheriff and the roach are together. But somebody else have tables. It's more than 3 days. Oh, okay, so we need somebody else to take the table. Is two more tables left? You have to. One for the table and one for the food. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I had that wrong. The judgment is for the table and for the food. Two separate. Okay. So if the food is good, your food is better, and everybody gets to win, it's eight better. And but you have to bring enough food to feed everybody, because everybody wants to lose everybody's food. All right. So if there's a bad, good, almost good, terrible, horrible table, amen. We don't got the good cooks in here. No, judges won't belong here. Amen. They're going to be strangers. And I was about to say, thank you, Deacon, that she took that out of my mind. We're going to find men to get a table. I'm looking at you, indeed. He just went looking up. He just can't be looking at him. We're going to find men to get a table. Brother Chucky in the back. Joe say, all those facts. Brother Joe. Amen. Thank God for our deacon, chairman, deacon, amen. Elder Mary, the bishop. Amen. Y'all, we got some good cooks. We can make them cook. No bishops. You cheat.
Yeah.
Well, he's a man, though. So he joined the men table.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. That is the They got to do that. Oh, nobody
has
to do that.
That's right.
It just couldn't be done to men.
That's right.
No, men take it as men take it. M-E-N, men. So no women. We didn't put the war on the continent. Men take it. We ain't helping them. Yeah. They're just taking the cook good. Possibly the cook too now. Hello? Y'all ain't bragging on y'all food. Y'all better say something. Amen. So we're going to have a time. We're going to enjoy this time. Praise God. So like I said, if you want to join us, amen, and you want to talk, the deacon and Elder Mary, a minister will check in to share, amen. And the men take. We have taken, I was supposed to bring them this week, but my week was like, so hopefully next week I'll be able to put the tickets together and bring them out, amen. You don't have any seats you have at your table. The tickets are $10. This is our donations for our ministry. We're supplying the food ourselves, okay? We buy the food for our tables and every seat. And for every chair, you have seven tickets at $10. $10 for those that, you know, you want to take all the food around, you still got to pay your $10, okay? Not $10 every table, if you want to go every table. That one time, $10, all right? And that ticket gives you the right to taste and try all the foods in the back. It's going to be festive, it's going to be fun, and we're really going to enjoy ourselves, okay?
Yes.
All right, and you can have visitors, but they have to have a ticket, okay?
Amen.
All right, God bless you, amen. And we're going to think about outreach often. Now that that tribute is going to come and render a selection to set the atmosphere for the word of God coming from our own Bishop Cooper. So if I usher get together, prepare for the outreach offering. That's what you give. Amen. At least $5 into the basket. You can't give $5, give the best that you have. All right?
Thank you.
thank you, Lord. You are the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And laid him on the altar of
creed. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the man, neither thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast withheld not thy only son from him. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up the burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord it shall be seen. Read. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she has also borne children unto thy brother Nabal. Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aaron. And she said, And Hosea, and Bilhah, and Jahath, and the Dua. And the Dua begat Rebekah, these eight Milcah did bear to Nabal, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Reuben, she bare also Tiba, and Gaham, and Phinehas, and Machir. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for another day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we can rejoice and be glad in this day.
Yeah.
But had it not been for the Lord, who was on that side, we would not have risen this day. But because he was right here, and he called us to get up this morning, it wasn't nothing that we done on our own, amen. But God strengthened us, amen, if we would get up, hallelujah, and know that it was him that did everything concerning you. I thank God for you today. Praise God, amen. I thank God for all the preachers. Praise God, amen. You know why, amen. The Deacon Moore, praise God. The Alston Mother Moore, praise God, amen. Thank God for Pastor Cooper, praise God. Thank God, praise God. Hallelujah. The praise masters, praise God, amen. That's the heart of your soul.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You may be seated, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh.
Son Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Lord of Savior.
My God.
Lord, prepare me a body to make with. But I go down and I'll be given a man. And you can find nowhere in the Bible that he fell, he made a mistake. Nowhere. Bible says that this man was pure. So now, since we got Jesus that sits on the right hand of the Father, but see, how God began to work with us, we have to get an understanding.
Amen.
And Solomon said that all of your getting gets you some understanding.
That's right.
And see, that's what messed up a lot of people. They don't get understanding first. They're going into the land because it sounds good, it looks good, it's beautiful. I can get something out of it, it's something in it for me. So they go ahead with my understanding. Yeah. Then I get in there, all the good time and the good feeling go away. Then I had to say, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Because see, they did take a few more minutes, a few.
Just a few
minutes. They don't take long to find out. Who a person is. Don't be so quick to make a move. You know, we so fast to make a move. But you know what I said left people up? They come along with this microwave thing. You know, microwave can cook a full course dinner in about 30 minutes. Less than that, maybe. Now, I understand how it's okay. That's how it's okay. You might not can't eat it, but it'll get a piece of dinner. Because it's a microwave. It's supposed to be quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that's what got people lying about in these days and times. Bob didn't know that God already knew who he was. Now, he had already knew Abraham before he became Abraham. But now, Abraham, when God got to now, I got to bring you out from where you're at because I ain't going to be able to use you there. How many know sometimes we could be in the wrong place and God can't use us where we are?
Oh,
they can do it here for God. That is so.
No, it ain't, amen.
Because you got four young people now that's going with it, and the old one's still here. This one is going in their own children's funeral, and God didn't make them to be that way. But because of the hard-headed stiffness and the disobedience caused that to happen, and then I don't blame it all on the children. I blame it on the parents. Because they're trying to make the children equal with them.
Ah,
I'm alive. That's what the children are doing. That's what the children are doing. That's what the other one.
Yes, sir.
My children never tell you one time. We did nothing together. Our children and I.
That's right.
We don't go out and do nothing. I'm telling you what to do. This is what you're going to do. Let me know you're going to go out and buy the baby. Glory to God. I mean, that's how it has to be. But see, they make the children equal with them and try to do certain things and try to go a certain way. But if they're not, you want to try to tell them what to do.
Come on now.
Get out of here.
No. Okay, God.
You got the children, because in the parents, how it's supposed to live. But now it's going to be that way. But the part of your parents, the part of your parents is children.
That's good.
I wonder why the young people are going the way that they go. Doing the things that they do.
Yeah.
Nobody putting a foot down, nobody teaching them and saying, hey, this is wrong. You ain't gonna do it. I think you ain't gonna do it. But see, back in my time, if my parents didn't have to say that, we didn't have to say things for one time. Mm-hmm. I don't forget one time, I had to learn how to tie myself. He's gonna throw me two times, I'm tied myself. Even the third time, you know, and I just, you know, the second time I tried it. Because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know he was going to take an arrangement that time. He was going to throw me up against the wall or what? He might want to go for the third time. I want to take no chances. That's how it works. That's how you got to be. You got to do it that way. You don't want to do it that way. But because you love your children, love them.
Amen.
Do what you need to do for them. That keep the heat off them a little wrong when they get older. Because the street man out there that's got the bubble on top of the car, the lights on top, that long stick, and that 38 on the side, they ain't gonna get up and whoop their head when they get it. When they get through with them, they're gonna be just as crazy as they could be. They're gonna even know who you are when you go there. They'll be talking about who are you, you'll be talking about, baby, that's me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we got to do what we're supposed to do. That way, we won't have the problem when the time comes. And it ain't need to say that could have happened to me. Oh, yes, it can. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, it will happen.
Look out.
But God had to make a difference. The way and on out from where he was so he can use him to do what he needed to do.
Yes, he did.
So God tells his name that Abraham is old. Oh, remember how there were two young to have a kid that was 75, that Abel was 75 years old, and 25 years and that went by, and Abel was 100 years old. And we're talking about having a child with him, and the man with a young self. You walk out of the line, maybe from the man. But it was way out of line, way out of line. That was the way that God wanted to go. How many know, amen? You got to keep your hand in the Lord's hand and speak God's prayer out. But that's the way that God wants you.
That's right. Amen.
You can make the biggest mistake that you ever made in your life.
Yes, sir.
Well, that thing ended up to be a disaster. Oh, it sounds good. Look good. And everything was not fine, but it was what God wanted to be. You know, we have to make up in our mind and find out what is it that God wanted to be. Have you given all that you have to the Lord? You got people sitting there talking about, yeah, I don't get it, God. Everything I got to do when the time comes, if the first thing to be crying about, you say, what's the matter with you? I heard this, and somebody messed me up. But what are you going to mess with you right now? You're going to be able to thank God. But we're going to complain and hoping that we'll be able to get it right because
common. But the Bible says that Abraham says, here am I.
Yes, sir.
He just tried to hear Lord and said, that can't be the Lord calling me, not me. I'm too young. Not me. Ain't no way God can be calling me. But at the same time, we've been saying, ain't no way that's what God is calling. Because if he already said his way is not our way.
Yes.
So he said his way is the proper one that he still from the way. But God called Abraham because he knew he wanted to see where Abraham's heart is. And too many times, God called you because you want to see where your heart is. God already knows. That's like God don't know. But you already know where your heart is set at. God already knows all about you. So now, you're going to be tested in that thing to see if you're willing to give it up. This man went for years about a son. And God finally blessed him with a son. And now God called unto Abraham and told Abraham, said, now take my son, my only son. And God put a little more thing on the end, and I was going to say, boom, thou love it. You know how it is when we fall in love. Ooh, my God. They're like a stick of dynamite. They said to be getting out. Get out the way. What's the matter? Can't you see? Get out of my. I'm in love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. But God said, take thy son whom thou
love.
So now, God is actually talking about this thing that you love so much. Nobody probably don't know it, but you. Maybe some more people know, but then I say, if you mess around with it and mess with it long enough, everybody don't know. But they don't really know when that thing hits the fan. Because you're going to tell everybody, you're moving and all that kind of stuff. Oh, it didn't have to be this way. It still didn't have to be, but it is. That's because we stop going down the road that we thought was going to fit. We're going to try to make our own way rather than just giving it to God. Let God set it up and make the way. If God make the way, then that's you going over and not under. But guess what? You're going to always be tested. So you might as well get ready. You're going to be tested on this journey. So now all you got to do is pass the test if you know who your God is. But now, if you don't know who God is, now you ain't going to be able to do that. Because there's someone out of line, you're going to say, I don't think God with me, this thing is working. It's taking too long. Now, when they got in a hurry, we're going to do this thing our own way. But now, Abraham, he knew who God was. Adam, he had this thing lying in his heart. He knew who God was because God had done dealt with him on different occasions. Just like God did with us on different occasions. God will build himself unto us to let us know who he is. Because you came and said, I want to be saved. I believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and I believe that he is the Son of God.
Yes.
You can save me, Lord. God saved you.
My Lord,
so now, if you believe that, you believe the rest of it, because it's a good thing when it comes to the church. So then, as I often say, if you had not never had a problem, you would have never came to the church. But I just feel this way, well, you know, I have no other choice. My mama said that I had to go, my dad said that I had to go. But still, thank God for you here.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. They're working like they used to work. See, when I can remember the time when we was out in the world, things were different. People were fist fighting. They hit one another with their hands, but they're doing that now. They got guns now. They're shooting one another down. So things are whole, like you're dealing with a whole different time zone. So then you got to realize, I don't care how big you is and how big and bad you is, the bullet will take you down.
So then, first we can thank God for that much that he did save you. You are in the house of the Lord. So now, since you're here, you might as well get all the benefits that God got for you. And if you've been in the church today, go get all that God got for you. You're just wasting your time, burning rubber for nothing. Glory to God. Amen. So you might as well open up and let go and let go.
Amen.
Well, look at it right now. Now, you're going to hang on what I do. God told him to take thy son, whom thou lovest, unto a place that I shall tell thee of. He didn't get in that phone and go in and tell Pharaoh, hey, wake up. I'm going to take Isaac with me. God told him to go and sacrifice. He didn't want to go Pharaoh that he wouldn't take that child from what he would have never left with. Sometimes God gives you something. Don't be so quick to run and tell everybody. So sometimes, you know, we get a word from the Lord, and we want to look good. We can run around and just tell everybody.
Yeah.
Before we know it, and you mess up and miss God and miss what God told you to do. Now you got it all wrong and not things all over haywire because you couldn't hold on.
My Lord, wow.
Yeah. Let everybody know that the Lord is using me. Sometimes we have to hold on just for a while.
Yes,
for a time or two.
Yes,
and watch God begin to move. You know, God got something that he tells you. You don't need to let nobody else know. And see, if God put it to you, guess what? God wants to take care of you. He's going to see you through. He's going to see you through. So then we got to realize that if God said it, God's going to be in charge. Now, all you got to do now is be the willing vessel. But sometimes, we first, I'm wondering, what's that with the Lord, first of all? Now we go to talk to somebody, I even know we go to talk to that person, I'm going to go to church. Because if we go out there, please, God, I want to tell them, don't be listening to that. Don't know why the devil talking to you. I think it was God. Hey, God, I don't talk to you. And by the time they get through with you, you're going to say, yeah, you're right, you're right, Father, good. Now we're going to get ourselves all messed up because we're listening to somebody who don't even know who God is.
That's right.
We want to talk to somebody that knows who God is because you know they're going to give you the answer to tell you what you need to do. No one here knows what you want to say. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. You need not to do this. You don't have to do this, child. It's all about your business.
Trap you. That's right.
You want to ease the way out. I know we ease the way out. It ain't going to be easy. Just keep getting walking along against the hood. And it wasn't like that. We got to get rid of some stuff because of this body that we live in. This old flesh of the body and our messed up mind, praise God, amen. Young people, y'all got it made. I see y'all in the corner, nothing good. Now, here, I ain't going to say nothing about, the other people. Yeah, we got some time, and I say some time, and not a lot of time, but we got enough time.
Yeah.
It ain't old time, but we just got something. We got to get rid of what we're taking bodies, and mind all messed up, and heart and like a whole bunch of stuff. And see, y'all young, so now God said in his word that he went to heaven on you. You're coming on you to give God all the way through. God, guess what? Man, you think you've seen something. You haven't seen nothing yet. Not even a portion of what God created you to do.
God.
But that's why we have to be careful and stop talking to someone. I know you might be a big talker like me, but then I know who to say to and who not to say that to. Glory to God. Sometimes people, I just throw it a thing on the hole. Wait a minute. Who was that?
My Lord Jesus.
But we just got to be careful about the conversation that we have and who are we talking to. But now, in order to work out, spend your time talking to God.
Yeah.
But look at Abraham, though. Abraham, the Bible says that he rose up all of them. He didn't hear the text, but he said it is often. You know, who was an all the time, a week often. I just really don't know what to do. The Bible says that he rose up early in the morning. He didn't get no thought about this thing.
Hallelujah.
He got on up. to do it by myself. I don't need none of y'all to help me do nothing. But go out there and just kill. But the hell out of me when he got him some help, got somebody to help him out. And he didn't get no old man, even though he was old. You got somebody that can help him. See, sometimes we don't need to get people that can't help us do nothing. Can tell us the way. Can not give us the word of God. Can't come give us a whole bunch of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Get somebody that can help you. Somebody can tell you about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody can tell you the word of God. So you have a way to get out. You have a way to go. The Bible says you got two young men. They charged out, and the Bible says that they went over the way. It was a 3-day journey. But Abraham was in such a big hurry. To do what the Lord said, the Bible says that he opened up his eyes and he looked and he saw his way. But he still, when God tells you something, he still got to hold on to the word.
Amen.
The word, when the word comes to you, you got to hold on to it. Because see, one thing about God,
hallelujah,
God got a way of doing things that we don't know.
Yes.
How he's going to do it.
Amen.
But the Bible says that he had those young men with him, and he still didn't tell the young men what they're going to do, because first time the young man would have said, this man is old, he got, and he's talking about his son, we ain't going to be able to go back home. Well, at least we can go back home, we ain't going to go around with you. You'll be told. See, that's why sometimes you have to get weak until the time comes. And the time will come. And everybody that knows that the Lord has blessed you. Amen. I told the young man, I said, y'all wait here. And abide you here with the answer. We're going to go yonder and worship. I'm gonna come again to you. See, I think I have my faith. See, now when you come into the knowledge of a thing, if you get a word from God, use the faith that God gave you, because God gave you a measure of faith. The Bible says God gave every man a measure of faith. Thank God. He said he gave us a whole lot of faith, then I can't move with it. But the Bible says that he gave us a measure of faith, and Jesus said that we have faith of a son of a mercy seat. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain has to move. So we have to use the little bit that God has gave us.
Hallelujah.
Now, too many times we don't want to use the little bit God has gave us. So we ask it for God, we ask that God to give us more, and we use that God has gave us. Going through all the ups and downs, and you ain't got to go through that. Sometimes you have to let a thing go. What you're giving that stuff, it's beating you up every day. You're going through the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And you better tell yourself, well, I don't get better out of my father, I ain't going to kill you.
Okay.
You're going to be out of here. So what you have to do is let it alone, leave it alone, let it go. God's going to bless you.
Jesus.
The Bible says that the blessings belong to the children of God. So we have to understand that we are the children of God. We who God has called out of darkness over to the marvelous light. That's why the Bible says light don't have nothing to do with God. It looks like every time we look around, somebody going to somebody that got nothing to do with God. Don't get anything to do with church in his life. We're hanging out with him. I think my running buddy, I've been knowing him all my life. He's been a devil on your back, too. Because you're going the wrong way. Because you messed up all your life, too. So we have to realize and open up our eyes. Now, the Bible says, when you hear the song says, amazing grace, I was once blind, but now that I see, you wonder sometimes. Are you sure you see it? Are you still blind? You have to ask yourself. Because you keep getting yourself in the same old stuff that you were getting in before, you can't get it all. So now once you come to God, thankful to be getting better. Huh? Even though trials come, don't worry about them, they come to make you strong. Even all the hardships and stuff, that comes to make you strong. Turn up to God and everybody can run your eyes. But look at God, look at God. Look at Abraham. The Bible says he talked to the young men and left the young men there and he began to go on the way. But now, Abraham had done something for his son. He had done something. He had done given already for his son who God was.
Yeah.
Because in no way, now he was going, the Bible says that he put the wood and everything, he put it on Isaac's back, and the Bible says that he had a knife and fire in his hand. So now the son that went along with Abraham, sometimes you have to ask a question when you don't know, ask somebody. Officer, my father. He said, here I am now. He said, I see all this other stuff now. And I see the knives and the fire. And you already have picked up on what's going on. He said, now where I is, you're going to offer. Now that man said, come on, he said, you boy, I'm going to put you on the offer. You don't want to go on now. I'm going to fight you. No, because what is my man would have done? But he told him, Abraham told him, that the Lord will provide.
Yeah.
Look at the name of the neighbor. The Lord will provide. Glory to God. Look at the God that we serve.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Yeah.
So now God will supply all of our needs. Don't worry about it. Look at the God that we serve. I'm running out of everything. My gas is over. I ain't got no gas. It looks like that thing. My rent due. My life due. But I always got to keep on trusting in the Lord.
That's right.
I'll say, I love it. I got to keep on trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord.
It
might not work out this time, but you keep on having faith in God and believing in God. After a while, it's going to come out. It's going to come out pure gold because we serve a God that could not save you.
Yeah.
We serve a God that I'm going to be with you until the end of the world. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake thee. Then the Bible says that he began to bind Isaac on the altar.
Yeah.
But then after he began to bind Isaac on the altar, and people get ready to slay his son. Now Abraham had an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of people don't have an ear to hear. Just says the Lord. They always say all the time, you have to develop that ear. It don't just come by itself. You have to work on it. I'm telling you, you have to work on it. Be sure that you hear from God. That's a good thing. It's very good to be able to hear from God. And don't let the devil fool you and tell you about everything going to be all right. No, everything ain't going to be all right. Because that ain't what the book of Revelation says. So everything ain't going to be all right. So get that out of your mind. There's some things that you got to do. And if you don't do them, it ain't going to get done. I believe that we all can identify with that. So, but Abraham drew back and died to slay his son. And when he drew back and died to slay his son, the Bible said that there was an angel called out from him. And what you think would have happened if Abraham would have had a deaf ear? Walking sideways, they walking the way that he ought to walk. They're living a hole, they're living nothing, just going on day by day. Just going on, what is that going to happen now? But the angel told him, said, Abraham, Abraham, do not deny. No, no. Look at God. God came and he spoke unto Abraham because Abraham had developed that ear to hear from God. And sometimes we have to develop an ear so we'll be able to hear from the Lord. And the Bible says that I'll be going to tell Abraham, do not thou left no harm. And then the Bible says, now the angel came during the second time and began to say, now thou knowest that thou shalt not repel. Mm-hmm. And the call of the faith that Abraham had for God. The Bible says that we were going to possess the gates of thy enemy.
Yeah.
So now you all not to have no problem with your enemy.
Yeah.
You all ready to possess the gates of your enemy. But I'm going to tell you today that we serve a God.
Yeah.
That is nothing too hard for him. We serve a God in all ways. That's a little way in God in no way. We serve a God that's always high, looking low, and high, and moving through and forth the earth and show himself strong. He said, now all the nations, because we are children of Abraham, and because you are the children of the Most High,
I'm going to
Completed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.